I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The Division of Natural Resources is about to launch a rather ambitious project to study white-tailed deer in West Virginia. We'll talk a little more about what they hope to accomplish with that three-year study coming up after this. Brett Skelly is the Assistant Deer Project Leader for the DNR, and he's ready to launch one of the more exciting research projects the state's ever had on its white-tailed deer population, and he explains what they're hoping to do.
We're going to be looking at survival and cause-specific mortality of male and female deer, so bucks and does. We're going to be collaring both. We're also going to be looking at some different home range estimates, some different movement rates, things like that, and we're going to be putting on GPS collars. So these collars will collect a whole bunch of data for us on the exact location of each of these deer.
As he said, this has never been done, putting a GPS tracker on a whitetail in West Virginia to tell in real time where they are at all times. And there's plenty to be learned from that.
Yep. Yeah, that's a big unknown for us. There's been a lot of different studies. Recently, it seems that people are real interested in these excursions, especially excursions of bucks during the rut, seeing how far they actually travel, you know, kind of a straight line distance, which is kind of a minimum distance for them, really. So that's going to be something that we're pretty excited to look at, as well as seeing just how far these things move, especially, you know, during the rut. During that time, we're going to have multiple locations a day on all of our animals, and in particular, we're going to get more during the rut on our bucks to really kind of get a little bit more of a fine scale look at where they're going and what habitats they're using them and how they're using them. And
the collars are going to be spread out over three parts of the state.
I've got 200 of them sitting in my office right now. So we're going to try and get as many of them out this year as we can. The goal is to capture somewhere between 350 and 400 deer over the course of the next 3 years. And we've got three study areas. So we've got one over in Hampshire County, centered around the Slainsville area. We're going to be looking at some CWD questions over there as well. And then we've got another study area in Barber and Upshur County, so central part of the state, and then one over on the Ohio Riverside in Mason and Jackson counties.
And the project should start next week.
We've got folks out in the field right now setting up bait sites, and we're going to start capturing as soon as I get these collars programmed and get them out in the field. So we're starting right now.
Well, you'll surely be hearing more about this exciting whitetail research project from the West Virginia DNR in the months and years to come. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.